You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm looking at this, and I guess FDA is now on Hershey's back, warning Hershey of their chocolate syrup labeling. So you're like, oh, okay, well, what's going on here? What did Hershey do? Well, apparently, now remember, I'm a huge fan of Hershey's. I love Hershey's. I think Hershey's is phenomenal. I love chocolate. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but still, I'm a fan. Anyway, I guess Hershey Company has made nutritional claims for chocolate syrups that do not meet regulatory guidelines. There's supposed to be nutritional claims with these. In a warning letter to the company dated February 14th, made public, FDA said the labels on Hershey's syrup and calcium, and its syrup sugar-free with vitamin and mineral fortification, violate federal law. Why are we fortifying chocolate? You see, sometimes this war on obesity, I think, goes just a little too far. Okay? Let chocolate dogs lie. Let sleeping chocolate dogs lie. Okay, do we really have to vitamin fortify our chocolate syrup? The FDA says the company may not use the terms plus and fortification on the labels because products' nutritional contents do not meet the guidelines needed to make such claims. A spokesperson for Hershey and the company has resolved the matter. The label on the first product now says syrup with calcium, rather than syrup plus calcium. Why are they putting calcium in chocolate syrup? The FDA said in that order, the amount of vitamins and minerals must equal at least 10% of the reference daily intake or meet other criteria that Hershey's syrup has not met. See, here's my problem with this, okay? Trying to make junk food healthy may not be that healthy. Right? If you think about it. All right, we've been hearing these stories throughout the year that people taking calcium supplementation and certain vitamins could be at risk for heart disease and early death. Maybe we need to stop fortifying things. You know, I see this all the time. People are like, Dahlia, I don't like fish, I don't like vegetables, but I take my multivitamin every day. Well, I mean, that's better than nothing. I mean, I get that. I think that's nice. Okay, taking a multivitamin is better than doing nothing, but I think we're relying so much on our vitamins and our nutritionals and our supplements just a little too much. And then now with this war on obesity and junk food, I think companies are thinking it'll be more in vogue if they fortify their junk food with vitamins. If cereals have been doing this for years, fortified with vitamins and nutrients, right? Lucky Charms with 10, how does the commercial go? I know the Lucky Charms commercial, but don't they say we're fortified with 12 essential vitamins and nutrients? It's a sugary cereal. What makes us think that we're getting the same type of nutrition, like from a piece of broccoli, in that sugary cereal? So here's my thing. Honestly, to Hershey's, don't start mucking up the chocolate syrup. The reason why you're popular is because we really like your Hershey syrup. We are allowed to have junk food. We are. Okay? It's comfort food. We use it for a reason. We like it, etc. I wouldn't suggest junk food people trying to fortify with vitamins to attract the consumer. Because again, why is Hershey's chocolate non-healthy? It's not because it doesn't have vitamin A and vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D and cadmium. It's because it has fat in it. It has calories. It has sugar. And unfortunately, it's a food substitute for something that could be possibly being put into your kid's mouth that's healthier, like a piece of fruit. So honestly, I think it's ridiculous and insulting as a consumer to think sticking calcium in your food would make us think your product is healthier. Don't be messing with us like that. We go to Hershey's because we know we're going to get that chocolatey flavor on our chocolatey syrup. We could put Hershey's on our fruits. We could put Hershey's on our waffles. We could put Hershey's into our chocolate milk and be very happy, be very content, and just sail through our PMS week without incident. That's why I buy Hershey's. I don't need to buy Hershey's for its calcium. No, thank you. All right. So we as consumers need to not appear to be that unintelligent, because this is what the companies are doing. And this is what the government wants. The government wants to scare all these companies to add nutrition to their products so they could get credit for making America healthy. That's not going to make America healthy. Telling America to get off their butt and exercise, eat more vegetables and more fish will do it. Playing around with the junk food that's on the shelves, not going to cut it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are live right now. Would love to hear from you. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. This was kind of an interesting story that I probably want to talk a little bit more about. But Fox News, every now and then, has some pretty good, you know, little medical tidbits. And one was, these are things that doctors advise patients against. One is believing everything you read, which definitely fits into this Hershey's and the calcium. I mean, really, you're getting your daily calcium from that Hershey's syrup, please. Okay, so don't believe everything you read, doctors say. Don't keep secrets. Please divulge what you're taking, what you're eating, the herbal supplements, etc. Also, they suggest don't assume that over-the-counter equals safe. Just because something is a nutritional supplement doesn't mean it's safe for you. I have a teenager who came in to see me today doing power shakes, eating power protein bars to bulk up. Well, yes, that's better than taking steroids, but can your body really handle that extra protein, the protein powder, the protein shake? Can the body handle it? All right. They say don't jump to take the newest test, newest scan, take the newest medicine just because it's out there. Let things kind of settle a little while, and then don't start messing around with your medicines, cutting them in half, cutting them in thirds, sharing them, sticking chocolate on them. Just don't mess around with the meds. So those are some things doctors are kind of harping about. I don't blame them. All right, we got a lot more to cover. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $826.35 for a half ounce, or $413.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $826.35, and $413.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. You know, we've been talking about hospital mistakes and issues in the ER, and this is just another one. It looks like there was a toddler who had broken a leg, broken a limb from a trampoline accident, and the doctors put the cast on the wrong limb. Lucy Rylett was left in agony, they said, after injuring herself on a trampoline while on a family vacation. The 23-month-old worried parents brought her to the hospital. This, I believe, happened in Great Britain. Doctors did suspect a fracture in her right leg. She was then put into a cast, but staff put the cast on her left leg. Then the daughter came back to the family. So the family just thought, okay, that was the leg that was broken. So the kid has now a casted healthy leg and is forced to then bear weight on the broken leg. She was walking on her broken leg for 5 days before her parents decided to take her back to the hospital. An x-ray showed that the wrong leg had been plastered with the cast. Doctors quickly fix it. Of course, the doctors are embarrassed. You know, this is why I don't have a problem with parents being in the room. And honestly, any of you that are parents or grandparents, etc., ask to see the x-ray and always ask right versus left. Now, yes, sometimes the x-ray could be mislabeled. That could happen too. It's everything has happened. But be there. Unfortunately, when you have a little toddler and the toddler falls, they're going to be screaming no matter what leg you touch. But before anybody casts your child, maybe you feel the leg, all right, just to double check that they got the right leg. It's a shame this happens, but it does. You know, I've talked to you about how mistakes happen in the operating room where they operate on the wrong breast, they operate on the wrong leg. Take a marker at home, a permanent marker, and just write on your body, not this one over here, right? Because it's, you know, mistakes happen. It's ridiculous. And I think, you know, part of the mistake too is, you know, many times you as a doctor will diagnose the fracture, but then you give the order, all right, cast the leg. And a lot of times when you're tired, when you're overworked, I very easily mix up right and left, and I have to stop for a second and make sure my orders are perfect. All right, because it's very easy to do right, left, etc. And it's a simple thing, but it's a crucial thing. And so you got this little kid walking on, I mean, a broken leg, just absolutely ridiculous. You just kind of wonder how this could happen. All right, another real ridiculous story is, I guess, a 10-year-old girl was lost in O'Hare, Chicago Airport, right, because an airline worker forgot to pick her up at the gate. And flight attendants couldn't help her because they were busy. Phoebe Kleben was flying from San Francisco to Chicago, where she was scheduled to make a connection and fly to Grand Rapids, Michigan for summer camp. The girl was lost at Chicago O'Hare's airport. Wasn't that like Home Alone? So she missed her connecting flight. See, aren't minors when they travel alone supposed to be escorted by somebody from the airport? Her parents only found out that their daughter had trouble with the airline once a camp counselor called to say the kid never showed up. Of course, the parents started to freak out. Took 18 hours of phone calls with United Airlines to find out where their kid was. You know, I have two children, a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. I don't know if I'm ready to send the kid by themselves on a plane. I know there's going to be a school trip coming up, and I'm okay with that because there's teachers and other kids, and they're in a group. But to send a kid by themselves, I know people do it all the time, and they do it successfully. But this poor girl. So anyway, I guess she was finally found, put on a flight. Bags were lost for over a few days, and people just don't have their act together. I know. These airlines, they're really under a lot of heat. The TSA is under a lot of heat. These airlines are under a lot of heat. The problem is nobody's really going to feel sorry for airlines because we really feel nickel and dimed by these guys. I mean, flights are what, $400-some, and no food, nothing, and then you get, you know, checked bag fees, and then there's carry-on fees. So, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to play a violin for any of these airline companies. As far as I'm concerned, if you're charging $400 a ticket, you should be able to have extra staff, period. Now, as expected, Gabby Douglas, Olympian who won gold medal, from what I remember, all-around gold medal, and was it balance beam gold medal? I think she won. Was it balance beam gold medal, or was that part of the all-around? Gold medalist. Apparently, family, from what I understand, husband and wife are separated. And they are now fighting over her $100 million in endorsement deals. From what we understand, her father, Staff Sergeant Timothy Douglas, was arrested for child neglect, pled no contest, mother had filed for bankruptcy, earlier this year. So from what we understand, again, this is the story that's out there. She has started to earn millions of dollars of sponsorship and endorsements, possibly reaching $100 million. And now it's pulling the family apart. It stinks, people. I mean, look at this. You have a daughter that won the Olympics. You're falling into money. Just get it together, people. I hate seeing how money starts tearing apart families to the point that then nobody gets anything. I don't know. And this poor girl, what, she's only 16? Right? She's only 16 years old. She has to take on the pressure competing with the Olympics, and now she has to deal with all the public scrutiny of what's going on, and now she has a family that's now fighting over the money. I don't know how she does it, honestly, but crazy, crazy stuff. We were talking about the Olympics earlier today because a researcher claims that Olympians would do better if they had sex before their sport, okay? Apparently, there was a researcher out of, I don't have the study in front of me right now. I think we spent too much time on it, to be honest, earlier. You could definitely visit my on demand because it'll replay that. But they said it's not that uncommon for coaches to recommend sex because it frees the mind, causes them to relax before the stiff competition. So, Olympians are rumored to have plenty of sex in the Olympic Village. I guess Beijing had to give out about, I don't know, 100,000 condoms, and then in Great Britain they gave out 150,000 condoms. I thought that when you compete for the Olympics, you're supposed to concentrate and no girls. Right? Wasn't it? One of my Facebook buddies wrote, "What did Mickey say to Rocky? No babes, no women, no girls." Apparently, for Olympians, it's different. So they are recommending sex before you compete. All right. Well, my kids are in swimming, competitive swimming. Not happening. No way. Not happening. All right. Speaking of lovey-dovey, a study came out saying many couples will tell each other I love you by date 14, but the average first kiss happens after a couple dates, and the average first intercourse happens after 4 dates. They looked at relationships as 2 dates per week, so technically people are having sex within 2 weeks of meeting each other. Oh, I know, they're waiting that long. Amazing. I was shocked too. I was shocked. So, but what's interesting about this is you're not being told I love you before you go to bed. You're being told I love you 10 dates later. So whatever happened to falling in love, right? And then doing the lovey-dovey stuff. No. Doesn't happen. I think people expect they have to have sex earlier. People, like something's wrong if they haven't had sex. 2 weeks, that's not enough. That's not enough to know your partner. That's not enough to find out if your partner's married. That's not enough to find out if their HIV status has gone through the gamut and converted at the 6-month mark. That's not enough to determine syphilis and hepatitis sometimes. I mean, what's going on here, people? But I know there's things have changed, and this is what people are doing. They're kissing on the second date, having sex on the 4th date, saying I love you on the 14th date. I guess saying I love you isn't as important as we once thought. Now, syphilis and other STD cases have been found to be on the rise in California. Apparently, new figures have shown syphilis cases have jumped 18%. Also, a 5% rise in chlamydia, 1.5% hike in gonorrhea. The Los Angeles Times says health officials are concerned because the STDs can be obviously a precursor of more serious health problems. Chlamydia is still the number one most common STD, but many of us forget to get syphilis checked on our panel when we get our HIV checked, hepatitis, etc. Don't forget to check for syphilis. If it's on the rise in California, it's on the rise everywhere. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We're at the bottom of the hour, 8:33 Pacific Time, 11:33 Eastern Time. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to find us on Facebook. When you're on Facebook a little bit later tonight, find the Dr. Dolly page, connect to it, so we could at least say hi and give you guys any updates as they come. Also, please follow us on Twitter. Find us there. We are booking for the Alaskan cruise. Cannot wait for next summer. Unfortunately, these Alaskan cruises, they book very quickly. So we had to grab whatever group of rooms we could to lock in the rate so it wouldn't go up throughout the year. And we need you to go to our website, check it out, and see if you want to book with us. It'll be a phenomenal trip. Okay, this story keeps coming back year after year after year. Men and the length of the ring fingers as it relates to prostate cancer. And they say men with longer ring fingers appear to have more testosterone. Men with shorter ring fingers probably have less testosterone. And they found in another study, and they just keep restudying this over and over again because it's kind of cool, you know, to be able to look at a man's hand and, you know, determine their medical destiny. And again, another study coming out saying men whose ring fingers are shorter than their index finger probably have a better chance of surviving prostate cancer. Now, in the womb, they believe that's when finger length is determined. All right, where your ring finger will be longer based on your testosterone exposure. Well, doctors tested this theory on 142 volunteers and found those with shorter ring fingers responded better to dutasteride, which is a drug that fights prostate cancer by blocking the effects of testosterone on the prostate. Other studies show finger length is linked to risk of conditions like heart disease, osteoarthritis, etc. Again, the difference between the two fingers is determined by exposure to testosterone while in fetal life. So men usually have a longer ring finger, while women tend to have ring and index fingers that are pretty close in length. My index finger sometimes looks smaller because I wear down my index finger nail, but you got to look beyond the nail. Now, thousands of cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed every year. Increased risk, obviously, with men over 50. But, you know, doctors love the idea of being able to take a look at the fingers and see if there's an issue. So, the shorter the ring finger, maybe the better chance you have of fighting prostate cancer. Interesting stuff. I'm not sure where it goes, especially since the government isn't that excited about us even screening for prostate cancer. Now, in the Netherlands, they did a study that was reported today saying, go ahead and screen. I mean, the PSA screening test for prostate cancer, the benefits definitely outweigh the harm to it. They say it could add 3 healthy weeks to a man's life. They say annual screening does seem to help. Doesn't mean y'all need to run out and get a PSA screening, but, you know, you sit down with your doctor, decide if you're more at risk. And remember what I've told you, gentlemen. If you come from a family that has a lot of breast cancer and ovarian cancer, or a family that is BRCA gene positive, don't think that's just going to affect females. Men can have prostate cancer because of the BRCA gene. So, and I know they're not urging everybody getting screened for the BRCA gene, but I can't tell you how many men I'll ask about, you know, family history, cancer, you know, what type of cancers run in the family, and they'll go breast and ovarian, but that's all it is, just, you know, female. I'm like, wait a second, men could get breast cancer. And if there's that much breast and ovarian cancer in the family, you could be at risk for prostate cancer. So be very careful when the government is trying to dissuade you from getting certain tests because they want to save money. Now, true, any of you gentlemen that have had a prostate biopsy, you'll probably admit it's miserable. Then for any of you gentlemen that actually were found to have prostate cancer and you made the decision to try to cure it or treat it, you're probably, you know, dealing with some sort of issues, whether it's impotence, erectile dysfunction, incontinence, bowel issues, etc. Many men do fine, some men don't. So I get it. I get why there's controversy. Okay? And I go, as a woman, yes, I'm a female doctor and I'm your radio host and I'm the doctor of many of my patients. Again, I don't have a prostate. I can't make that decision for you. All right? I understand if I lost the ability to be able to enjoy sex, that's huge. That's huge. But as I said earlier this evening in the show, it must be so unsettling for you gentlemen right now to be, one, caught in the middle of this. Do I get testing or do I not? Especially while the government is right now concentrating on women's health and as at the expense of women's health, cutting back on you know, men's screening. I get that. I know, you know, again, you know, they're trying to attract the women's voters. And, you know, a lot of women appear to have, you know, many more gynecological issues as opposed to male and their prostate health. I get that, but it's still not fair. Treat everybody the same. If we're going to screen people, then allow everybody to get their screens. Don't be starting to tell men, no, you could wait with the PSA. And it must be unsettling for you gentlemen to be told, well, if you do have cancer, maybe don't treat. Maybe just sit and wait and sit and watch. Again, if cancer was predictable, it wouldn't be called cancer. So, yes, many people with prostate cancer don't have to go through treatment. Yes, that's true. But how do you know which ones? I mean, very unsettling. So my suggestion with you is do not let the government decide. Do not let a task force decide. Don't let, you know, these studies decide. Sit down with your doctor. Sit down with your urologist if you want to get another opinion. Now, the one study that I thought was extremely valuable to all of us that we reported last month was if your PSA, your prostate screen specific antigen test, is under 1, like 0.8, 0.7, you probably don't have to be tested over the next few years because you're pretty good. They're right about that. I can't tell you how many of my patients, when they're below 1, they're good. They're good for a while. Now, unfortunately, we had another patient today. He was 1.3 about a year ago. Now, keep in mind, normal PSA is 0 to 4. So he was 1.3 a year ago. I decided to check it in 6 months, and it went down to 1. I'm like, great. I check it 6 months again. It's still at 1. Fine. All right, so it was 1 last Christmas, so December 2011. This summer, it gets added again on his blood test. Probably because I don't know, was a little nervous, spidey sense, it jumped to 1.9. So his PSA went from 1 to 1.9. Now, this is exactly why the government does not want us doctors running PSA tests. Okay, you now found a huge jump in the PSA despite it being normal. What do you do? Well, I still suggest he go and, you know, gets educated on the situation and talks to the urologist. That's a huge jump. We don't want you to jump 0.9 in 6 months. We don't want you to jump 0.5 in a year. That usually means something kooky is going on. So the guy's in his late 40s. His PSA jumped. Now, remember, he's in his 40s. Okay? When they talk about prostate cancer not killing you, you're going to die of something else before the prostate cancer. Those are prostate cancers that were diagnosed when you were over 65. If you're in your late 40s, and you possibly have prostate cancer, that may be a more aggressive form. This whole watch and wait thing does not apply. Unfortunately, they don't want us to screen people early. So, you know, you're stuck. Now, luckily, my patient was very happy that we saw that. He does agree that that's kind of a big jump. He's going to talk to the urologist, get some ideas, check it out. Sometimes we give you an antibiotic. We'll give you an antibiotic. Maybe it's inflammation of the prostate. Prostatitis can give you an antibiotic, see if it goes down. That's great. That's reassuring. Sometimes we just retest you and we watch it. But if that PSA keeps rising, there's something kooky going on. And as a person in your late 40s, don't you want to know? And also keep in mind, let's say you are 65. Okay, true, you qualify for Medicare. Yes, you're considered a senior, but life expectancy is increasing. You could easily have another 30 years. Do we really want to ignore prostate cancer then? So again, don't let the government decide. You sit down with your doctor. Both of you decide. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a lot of us have bowel issues. We got bloating and we got gas and, you know, sometimes we feel like we're expanding our belt size when we drink a glass of water. Well, Fox News reports that one out of every 100 U.S. Caucasians have celiac disease. Are you kidding me? 1% of whites have celiac disease, where they have gluten intolerance. Gluten is actually a protein in grain that your body has difficulty absorbing or could be possibly allergic to or intolerant to. But now they're saying that we're talking about 1 in 100? Okay, that's a lot. Now, celiac disease is usually a gastrointestinal disorder. If you eat gluten, you experience this immune reaction. It damages the intestinal lining. You lose weight. You could have chronic fatigue, anemia, etc. I have a lot of people that come in thinking they have it. We test them. We look for the antibodies. They're negative. Yet, when we put them on a gluten-free diet, they feel better. So I think, you know, we have these trends and we have these fads and we have these movements. And I think the next movement is going to be for everybody to go gluten free and see how they do. But I have to tell you, I'm not that opposed to that because I think a lot of the carbohydrates we have are so damn processed that if some of these gluten free carbohydrates are easier to digest, yes, I think that's going to help our bowel problems, whether we have celiac disease or not. All right. When a person says, Dolly, I think I have celiac disease, test me. They come back negative, but we put them on a low carb diet or gluten free and they do better. Then it's probably the crap we're eating and not necessarily celiac disease. So I don't mind that. I think a lot of like bread. You know, I love bread and making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but look at the bread. Look at how it's processed. You know, the reason why I knew that that I couldn't tolerate certain carbs is I was in Sam's Club, I think. It was either Sam's Club or Costco. And I love the free food samples, right? Kind of walking around in a free food sample. All right. And there was somebody with a diabetic chocolate. Now, because I have so many diabetic patients and I have family members that are diabetic, I'm like, I want to try this out. And I tried it. It was extremely delicious. So we decided to buy a box for my mother-in-law. Well, that night, I was in so much severe gastrointestinal pain. I couldn't get off the toilet. I was miserable. And it took me a day or two to recover. Now, I didn't think it was because of the chocolate, because so many hours had passed. And, oh, come on, chocolate's my best friend. So, again, I try it again because I had a little craving for some chocolate. So I go into my mother-in-law's stash. Boom, got sick again. So sometimes the way they make these chocolates, especially if they use artificial sweeteners, your body can't digest that stuff. Your body wasn't designed to digest that crap. So it makes sense that somebody going to a low carb, a more purified wheat, form of diet does better. Makes perfect sense to me. Now, another interesting thing we talked about on the show earlier this evening, fascinating theory that maybe the chicken pox that you have as a child, when it decides to quiesce in a nerve, after it gives you the rash and the fever and the kids are crying, right, and itchy, right? The chickenpox virus doesn't go away. It lives in your body for the rest of your life, but it camps out in a nerve. Some of us, it camps out near our eye, camps out in some of our dermatomes, such that when we're stressed later as an adult, it comes out as shingles. That's adult form of chickenpox. You get the vesicles, you get the burning, the itchy, the pain, etc. Well, this one researcher thinks that some people, their chickenpox decides to lie in their abdomen, in their gut, such that when it decides to come out, it causes the abdominal pain, the bloating, etc. It doesn't have to be as painful as zoster is. It could be more mild. But that's a fascinating theory. Now, this researcher from Columbia University, I want to give you his name because he definitely gets credit, Professor Michael Gershon, said that how they concluded this was 6 children who all had chickenpox were tested and shown to have virus lying dormant in their intestines. Then there was a study of guinea pigs that confirmed the virus could live dormant in the gut and reactivate when the immune system is low. Then in the latest study, 6 patients with gastric ulcers were all found to have chickenpox virus in their gut. It's called varicella zoster. That's what causes chicken pox and shingles. They found the varicella zoster in the gut, samples taken from the stomach lining, and one patient was a 16-year-old boy with a stomach ulcer. It had chicken pox all around the ulcer. So this, to me, is a fascinating advancement because this irritable bowel syndrome, these bloating, all that, it is definitely on the rise. True, we have much more refined and crappier food. that we see that we're taking in. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're having bowel issues, but what if there's a little bit more to this? So honestly, I think it's a great breakthrough. I think it's something to look at. And what I like about this is many times I tell you these stories and you're like, well, what are we supposed to do with them? What are we supposed to do? But here's the thing. If some of our irritable bowel issues is chickenpox virus being reactivated, we could take an antiviral. Very easy. You could take an antiviral. That's something we could do. It's cheap. It's effective, not a lot of risk factors, something you could try. So I think that's good. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Kristen Stewart has been in the news a lot. I don't really keep up with the whole Twilight thing. I guess she was the one in Twilight. I think she's an excellent actress. She was in the Snow White and the Huntsman sequel and then I guess cheated on Robert Pattinson, who was also in Twilight. But she cheated with her director in Snow White and the Huntsman. Well, I guess news just in, she got dropped from the sequel. So I guess I don't know what's happening with her director and if the director's wife is getting mad. Not too sure what's going on there, but I guess it was enough for her to now lose one of her jobs. Not too good. I guess Jodie Foster decided to pipe in and say, gosh, guys, give her a break. You know, yeah, she cheated, but cut her some slack. Here's my problem with cheaters, okay? If you're going to cheat, leave your partner first. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's safe. You're putting your partner in a lot of jeopardy by cheating on them and still trying to have your cake and eat it too. So, no. If you're going to cheat on somebody, leave them. This way you don't put them at risk for HIV. You don't put them at risk for hepatitis and syphilis and all the other stuff that's out there, gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes. You don't make a fool out of them in the public eye like she did. And if you do decide to have an affair with somebody, have an affair with someone who isn't married. This way you don't wreck their marriage and the kids' lives, etc. So I know Jodie Foster wants to make a point and probably run to the aid of Kristen Stewart, but as far as I'm concerned, I think this is absolutely ridiculous. It's an embarrassment, and it's a shame. It's a shame to see something like that happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that's kind of embarrassing is how the U.S. government is giving a million work permits to children of illegal immigrants, and they're here illegally as well, without actually reinforcing the fact that we have an immigration pathway that they could take advantage of. So I'm sure many of you heard that thousands of young illegal immigrants were lined up today, hopefully getting the work permit such that they could work and now compete with a lot of our U.S. citizens who are out of jobs. Again, it's all strategic politically. And yes, I want young people. These are people who are over 16, under 30, have been in America for 5 years, done military service, been in school, not committed a felony. Committing a misdemeanor is fine, by the way. You won't get deported. Committing a felony is another thing, they say. Who knew? My frustration with this is we spend millions of taxpaying dollars on some sort of an immigration process. And to see that the government at a whim could say, look, we're going to let a million of you work here without going through the immigration process makes us wonder why we have an immigration process to begin with. So a little frustrating. Sends a wrong message to other countries. But I guess that's what our administration's doing. All right, guys, have a great rest of the night. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.